Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to give you a quick rundown, code walkthrough as well, how to call an external library in your Dukas Copy J4X Java strategy and be able to call and do a call with an external library and then connect into a database, in my case, Redis NoSQL, and on top of push some data into it. So what we're doing is, first thing we got to do is make sure you have the Redis server running. So just type in Redis-server. My current version is Redis 4.02. From there, what we do is, here's the walkthrough. There's an example JavaScript or Java program called SMA Flip Minmax on the Dukas Copy. So you can search for that on Google or wherever. So what we're doing is we need to call the external Jettis. So when you download Jettis, let me just show you what we're at. Okay, so here's the default folder where everything resides. This is Mac again. So when you're downloading your Java file, I have here Jettis, and that just resides where the script resides as well, so I'm running testredis.java. So in my case, if you look at this, you'll notice here that we have both the Jettis jar file, which is the dependency for Redis calls in Java. And then from there, okay, so here we have the Java file. So this will require the Jettis Java jar file for Jettis. So we do the import for it. We also have to define that there is an external library. Again, we can put it wherever you want, depending upon the folder that you're in. In this case, we're just calling this one, Jettis, the jar file. And then from there, we go about our business, setting up our strategy according to the Dukas Copy templates that we know about. And essentially, all we're doing is we are printing out a message called Hi Strategy, and then we're going to do an attempt to try, because this will raise an exception if it cannot connect into the Redis server, which obviously needs to be running at the time when you run this Java program. So it instantiates the console, then it tries to make an attempt into the Jettis, into the server, in this case localhost with the port, and then it will just, once it connects, it will push into 4x the key, 4x data, and the value from J4X. So in my case, what we have here is when we run Redis client, what we can do is we can do one of two things. So if I do lrange 4x data 0, negative 1, which will list out all the available value keys that have been pushed already in. In our case, we have 3. So I can do one of a few things. I'm going to kill this strategy, reload it. Let's test redis.java, and then we can run it. And then here's our Hi Strategy message. Everything seems to be running fine. So when I go back into my Redis client, what we have here is, if I do this lrange again, you'll see we have 4 instances instead of 3. So it pushed a new key value in there from J4X. So if I quit, let me just reload the Redis client. Now I'm going to do a flush all, which will clear out the database. So if I do an lrange again, you'll see that there's an empty set. So what I can do is I can once again rerun this. So in my case, let me just stop it and rerun it. Let me get rid of this message here. So I'll rerun this. I'll clear this. See these messages as well. rerun it. So now we have High Strategy. It's compiled and run it. So if I go into my Redis client again, what you'll find is we've now got the new data that's been pushed in. So that's the confirm that the J4X strategy here, this one called obviously Test Redis, is able to push data connected in Redis the server and then push the data, the key value, into the instance of that Redis server. Okay, so hopefully I'll help you out. I'll also attach this JavaScript as well. Pretty simple, or this Java program as well. All right, so hopefully this will help you out later.